Exactly that. Just opportunity. Seeing a bunch of guys that are competitors and great players, and just wanting to interject myself and teach them whatever I can, as well as compete with them at a high level and go out there and compete for a position and go out there and help this team win ballgames. Hopefully I'm very close, man. I think I'm close. I think it's just about, you know, getting my bearings, and the more routes I run, the more I build a rapport with Mike and getting myself out there, learning the plays and learning everything that needs to be learned. I think I have a potential to be that guy you saw a few years ago. So we'll see how it goes, but we'll take it one day at a time. Yeah, that was definitely part of it. I understood that coming in. I kind of, you know, in the NFL, you kind of just fall into this leadership category. You know, after a certain number of years, it's like, all right, you're the veteran. You're like, well, what? Like, I just, you know, this, I just got here. Like, but I think I've folded into that mold very well. I think it's natural for me, and I think, you know, I'm excited to help these younger guys get better and watch them grow. I think he's done a good job. I think he has a command of the offense and the huddle when he's in there. I think he understands his offense even in a short period of time, and you can see he's, you know, he's getting more and more comfortable as days go, as these practices and as the practice goes on, he's getting a little bit more and more comfortable. So, you know, that's all you could ask for in a guy like me.
How about off the field? Has he made it a point to maybe get to know you a little bit better?
100%. He called me last night. I was flying in, but he wanted to have dinner and kind of chop it up and talk a little bit. So at some point, I'll link with him and kind of sit down and pick his brain, learn some more nuances of the offense and things like that, and kind of go from there.